Zip. It's Kaiser. Your manager, Kaiser. Yeah, I need a ride. Well, we're at Universal. We're trying to find Calnut.
Look, he's not here. I just checked the Simpsons ride. He's nowhere to be found.
Did you check the teacups?
There's no teacups right here. We're not at Disneyland.
Just check the teacups, please. Let me call you back, Zip. Oh. What are you doing here? Don't worry about it. I'm undercover, all right? I'm everywhere. Let me tell you something, buddy. You got to get some new shoes. I don't know what these... You're wearing slippers. I don't even know what you're doing with yourself.
What part of undercover don't you understand? Listen, I know what you're doing here, okay? You think you're slick. You come in here, you're training your boy to be KO. Big freaking deal. Like, you think that's going to help you in 2020? No. No. The only thing that's going to help you in 2020 is drafting me. You got that?
You think you just go around putting your hands on people?
I don't like that kid. Actually, I do kind of like that kid.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Movie Trivia Schmodown. We are in the thick of it here in the Ultimate Schmodown Teams Tournament Round 2 matchup today between Paddington 2, those lovely film critics all about the internet, Matt Atchity and Alonzo Duraldo, and they're faced against the family today, Ken.
You know, Duraldi and Atchity are fun at parties.
They
great
are.
Great at Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. You know, I was intimidated by Atchity first until he gets a second pina colada in him. Then he's a swell, great, charming guy. But I've gotten to know him. But on the other side, the family, you talk about intimidation. Godfather, Drew McQueenie. He walks in, the room goes silent because there's an air of respect for this venerable competitor and man of the business. And I teaming up with someone as young and evil as Drew Guy and Robert Meyer Burnett, it's, I don't know what to expect. You talk about we're in the thick of it. It's like me in round two of an all-you-can-eat salad bar. This is where it really starts to count. And we are looking for this. The winner here gets to go to the semifinals.
That is absolutely true. And here is the thing is that, you know, you
I'm
look
sorry,
at...
I'm going to choke on the salad.
You know, Ken, you gotta take it easy there on the salad. But, I mean, you talk about what is riding on this today. Obviously, you know, I've got nothing but faith in Paddington 2, as you say, to really, really just fun-loving, intelligent, respectful people that are nice to be around, which I can't...
I don't know what they're doing here.
Yeah, I mean, this it's not really par for the course, necessarily, as far as Movie Trivia Schmodown competitors go, but...
Looking at you, Kaiser.
When it comes to Drew and Drew, the family, really, you know, obviously, they're bringing a lot to the table here, but what really matters is Robert Meyer Burnett and the stake that he has in this match going forward, because his goal was to get these guys to the championship.
Right.
So he's, no matter what it takes, that is his plan.
He's yelling in the back saying it's working, but this could all, at any point, blow up in his face, Emma. This could go astray.
It absolutely could. I mean, I think he's somebody who thinks he's planned for every possible scenario, but I guess that remains to be seen. He's still yelling in the back and doesn't know he doesn't have a microphone.
Well, you know, I can tell there's, you know, you can hear Robert Meyer Burnett two cities over
when
he really gets going.
I could hear him eight rows ahead of him on a plane the entire way to Houston. So
speaking of them, let's not talk. Let's let the teams talk. Here's what they had to say before the match. The Paddington 2 is the type of team that might be overlooked, even though, you know, everyone respects them as individuals and professionals. They just, that's silly. This is, today shows that you need to fear the Paddington 2 in this tournament.
Impressive performance, I do have to say, of course.
The family who improves their record to 4-0, and more importantly, they advanced to round number 2 to face the Paddington 2.
We're not going to come into this match lightly. We really are going to do our homework. Our work's going to be cut out for us, but I think we can take them.
It's us, it's the family, the team with the perfect record, going up against morons that don't even know the rules after being in the league for 3 years.
Do I have to ask for the repeat?
No, you can't get multiple choice in round 1. No, you can't confer on the 2 and the 3, you idiot!
Sorry, I had to get that out. you know, anything can happen. We got this far, which is always a nice surprise.
You know, I'm a little concerned that we had such a good round in our last game. That first round, we just slayed. I had a really good first round. Alonso was legendary on that second round, answered all those questions, two-point questions.
We're going to ruin you. We're going to dominate this tournament. There's idiots out there like Kaiser that say they're going to draft me. You can't draft me. You can't draft a champion. You see this man?
I need one. I need a belt.
We're not kidding ourselves, but at the same time, you know, we live in hope. We're film critics. You always have to think that maybe something good's going to come out of it, so.
But here's the thing. I've been drinking all day, and so if we beat them, I'm going to be talking shit about McQueenie all the time.
We want blood, and Achety and Alfonso are in our way. Get out of my goddamn way, you old bastard.
Yeah, spoiler alert, we're going to spoil some stuff.
What do you have to say? No. He doesn't talk until he wins. Shut your goddamn mouth, Hitman.
Well, there you have it,
there
Emma.
You have it.
We got a war of words, but also we got Achety and Duraldi looking for the next great lounge party.
It's
and
true.
I love those guys.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of them as well. Again, I really like their vibe. I think we need more of that kind of that chill here in the movie Trivia Shmoda. Yeah. There's a lot of competitors that have zero chill. I would not say that about Paddington 2.
And that's key in a tournament like this when you have so much riding on it. Just coming in, playing the game, taking the questions as they lie, just kind of having fun, but also being here to compete, to win, but having that great balance and acting like you've been here before is, I think, a very underrated thing in sports and the Shmodown. Let's go to some tail of the tape here, mm-hmm. Emma, looking at Paddington 2, some of their strengths. These are, again, well-rounded guys. They've been in the business a long time.
Absolutely.
So you're going to have your directors and also your new releases. And I don't think if it comes up, but holiday movies is something that Duraldi absolutely really
and
knows.
And certainly having Christmas apparel even out of season.
Usually is. On the other side, the family, their strengths include whatever Drew McQueenie damn well wants to be good at. Mm-hmm. He'll be good at it. And Drew Guy, do not count him out.
Nope.
If you focused on McQueenie, then Guy's going to sneak in. He's got action adventure movies. He's got new releases. He's got a lot of things.
Romantic comedies actually is a strength of Andrew Guy.
As someone who's looked into Drew Guy's eyes and melted myself, I understand. I understand why he'd bring that there too. So, with that said, Emma, I think enough talking. I think it's time for the fighting.
I think so too, Ken.
Yeah? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Then let's get ready to Shmodown. Introducing first, with a record of 2 wins and 2 defeats and 1 KO, this is Matt Achety, Alonso Duraldi, the Paddington 2.
True to form, we got the...
See, look at that.
You know,
look at that.
I really like Achety's commitment here because I enjoy a good umbrella drink. He's taken it a step further and has a whole bird in his drink.
Yes, a bird.
It's a bird in his drink.
I'm telling you, you got to get to know Achety. He is a great guy at parties. And look at Duraldi. He is leaning into the Christmas thing.
Yep.
Deck the Hallmark. I love that there, but let's bring out their opponents. And their opponents. With a record of 4 wins, 0 defeats. And 1 knockout. Accompanied to the arena by their manager, Robert Meyer Burnett. This is Dastardly Drew Guy, the Godfather Drew McQueenie. They are collectively the family. Look at Robert Meyer Burnett. Look at Robert Meyer.
I love that, you know, Robert Meyer Burnett takes the time to wear this nice brocade coat.
He does.
But, Can't take time to put on a clean shirt.
Yeah. Look at that. That is quite a stain, Emma.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot Brandon Hanna.
Oh,
is
yes.
That
they recently added one person to the family, thus actually creating more of a family. Yeah. I don't. It seems to be the name of the faction, the name of the team.
I don't know what Hannah does. I think he runs and gets their hot wing orders or something there, but it's good to have
He's
him
been
there.
Upgraded from carrying Ben Bateman's briefcase to taking Andrew Guy's cocktail order.
All right, we are almost here for round one. We are here for round one.
We are.
Explain the rules. Do you want to explain the rules?
Yes, I will. Absolutely. So this is the way that round number one works. Round number one is a solo exercise, so all of the players at the table will be asked a series of 8 questions across the realm of movie trivia knowledge. When you are answering the question, you must write down the answer on your whiteboard, and when asked to present your answer, you must present your answer on the board as well as saying it out loud. There is no conferring with your teammate in round number one. There is no stealing in round number one. However, each team collectively has the opportunity to have 1 challenge and 3 usages of the JTE rule, wherein you can have a question be repeated.
Absolutely. All right. Gentlemen, are we ready to go, Mr. McQueenie?
Ready to go.
Mr. Alonzo Duraldi.
Let's do it.
Drew Guy.
Just want to make sure that there are no children in the room, and if there are, they're at least 500 feet away from the stage from the creepy uncles that ask you to sit on their lap at Christmas when you went to high school. Just would like that.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? Achity, are you ready?
I'm sorry. I have to get over the comedy. Think about that joke for a second. Oh, yeah. 20. Okay.
He's ready.
Yep. Okay. Cute.
Well, it's already time for the movie trivia Schmodown. They're already. Let's get ready to Schmodown. 3 rounds to a finish to move on to the semifinals. Emma Fife will be delivering first of 8 round one questions.
Question number one in the category of comedies. There it is. Hugh Jackman and Meg Ryan starred in what 2001 romantic comedy?
Oh, I used to own this one on digital video disc.
I remember seeing this one in the movie theater, actually.
Well, that's
Meg Ryan went to my high school.
Really? Yeah. Really? 5, 4, 3.
Repeat the question, please.
Repeating the question.
Category of comedies, Hugh Jackman and Meg Ryan starred in what 2001 romantic comedy?
Meg Ryan in Inner Space, the first time I realized some things about myself.
I mean, listen,
to be honest with you.
I was always proud of the fact that, you know, she was the voice of Anastasia.
Oh, yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Pens down. Looking for answers, starting with Drew McQueenie.
Would that be Kate and Leopold?
Kate and Leopold, yes. Alonzo.
Kate and Leopold.
Also correct. Andrew Guy?
Yeah, no.
Nope.
No, okay.
I couldn't come up with it.
All right. We're tied at 1. We're tied at 1.
Tied at 1-1. One side of the table pulling through and the other not so much.
All right. The family has 2 JT rules left. Number 2. Question 2 is in the category of 80s movies, 1980s movies. Who plays Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid? I would expect some groans from the audience on that one. I think maybe the audience has matured in their old age.
That's true. Or the audience is all born later than 1989.
I know I am. 4, 3,
it's true.
2, 1. Pens are down. Alonzo.
Noriyuki Pat Morita.
That is correct on many levels, sir. Drew.
Pat Morita.
That is correct.
Also right.
Pat Morita.
That is correct.
I also have Noriyuki Pat Morita.
There you go. Tied up at 3. Side up at 3.
Correct answers across the board there. Mm-hmm. All right, and here we go. Question number 3, category of dramas. Clancy Brown plays Byron Hadley, the brutal captain of the prison guards in this 1994 drama.
It's so interesting to see pens start writing as soon as the question started to come out.
Well, listen, you know, Clancy Brown is, again, they know their movie trivia, and I also suspect
5,
they know their Clancy Brown.
4, 3, 2, and 1. Pens are down. Drew Guy.
It's funny. Shawshank Redemption.
All right. We
that
got an
correct.
Answer.
I couldn't remember.
Actually, swing and a miss.
That would be the Shawshank Redemption.
We got our family up.
Shawshank Redemption.
All right. 5-4. Paddington 2, keeping pace.
Yep. And so far, Drew McQueenie and Alonzo Duraldi have not missed.
Have not missed indeed. Keep track of those perfect rounds. Question 4 comes in the category of directors. Directors. Ron Howard directed Kurt Russell in this 1991 drama about firefighters.
A movie that is very, holds a special place
it does?
In my heart for for slightly different reasons okay. than it actually being a
it's good.
Film.
It's fine. Five, four, three, two, and one. We need pens down, and we do. Atchity.
Backdraft.
That's yes. correct.
Drew McQueenie.
That would be backdraft.
We correct. Got it.
Alonzo?
Backdraft.
We
all
got
right.
it.
And
backdraft.
We got it.
All right.
Across
everybody across the board. Now, the real question is, Matt Atchity, were you ever a backdraft host during your time at Universal Studios?
I was, too.
Hey,
I was also
a backdraft
host.
Yes.
Yes.
No, that came after
your
tenure.
Time.
Yes,
all right. Yeah. Okay. All right. But it was during Drew McQueenie's tenure. So they knew. They knew what was what.
Matt worked the Clara Bow ride.
All right, question
Listen,
number five.
She was a great
question
ride.
Number five. Category fantasy sci-fi. What 2016 Disney remake stars Robert Redford and Bryce Dallas Howard?
There you go. Well, this is
Bryce Dallas Howard really yeah. just popping up in those lot of films
and
these
now,
days.
Directing Star Wars.
I
stuff.
Know.
That's great. Five, four, three. Two and one. Pens are down. We need an answer starting with McQueenie.
That would be the lovely Pete's Dragon.
We
that
got
is
a lovely
correct.
Point
it
for you.
Pete's
Dragon.
We got
That's
a point
correct.
For Duraldi.
Pete's Dragon.
Drew McGuire.
McGuire.
And
Pete's
Atchity.
Dragon.
Clean sweep across yep. the board there. 9-8. 9-8.
Ken. Yep. You got to get my name right after that look that we had.
Yeah. Well, I've still lost in your presence,
fine.
My friend.
Yeah, not your eyes, though, on account of the fact that you are wearing sunglasses.
It's all right
the
there.
Bane
he sees through me.
Sometimes when we touch. All right. Question six is in the category of movie release dates. Question, a category that inspires fear in some. Here's the question. What year saw the release of the films Glory, Tim Burton's Batman, and Born on the 4th of July? This was a great year for me, Emma. This is the year I graduated college for the third time. five, four, three, two, and one. Pens are down, starting with Alonzo.
1989?
That's
correct.
Sir.
Another summer?
Yep.
1989.
We got
also
that
correct
there?
1989.
All
right.
89. Sweet.
Go.
Once again, still looking at perfect rounds for both Duraldi and Mr. Drew McQueenie.
McQueenie down there, the
proving that actual glasses are superior to sunglasses here on the Movie Trivia Showdown desk. All right. Question number seven, category of horror/thriller. A caving expedition goes horribly wrong as the explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators in what 2005 film?
I'm not super claustrophobic, but I get...
if I've learned anything from films, it's don't go spelunking ever. It will end in your death, either just by suffocation or horrible monsters under the surface of the earth.
Five, four, three, two,
and
one.
Sorry, Drew. Repeat the question.
Okay.
All right.
Horror/thriller is the category. A caving expedition goes horribly wrong as the explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators in what 2005 film?
My family has one JT rule left. Drew's having to use, guys having to use two early here.
Yeah.
First one didn't work out there, but he's thinking. I think it's on the tip of his
Sometimes
tongue.
Sometimes those single points
count. Five, four, three, two, one. All right, looking for answers, starting with Drew Guy.
I couldn't get to it.
Does not have it.
Atchity.
The Descent.
That is correct, but can I see your board?
He
only wrote Descent. So, unfortunately, with a single word title, we do need the correct
I wrote
article.
In Invisible Ink. Does that count?
I don't
if
see it.
If you have
it,
three or four pina coladas, you'll be able to see it.
It's
How's
all
that?
The same at that point. Drew McQueenie.
The Descent.
That is correct. And Alonzo?
I got nothing.
You got nothing. All right.
All right. So only Drew McQueenie looking to potentially get a perfect round here as we go in to the final question of round one.
All right. Question category is animated. Animated. What 2014 stop-motion animated film featured the voice talents of Ben Kingsley, Nick Frost, Tracy Morgan, Steve Bloom, and D. Bradley Baker? Star Wars Rebels
I
cast
was going to say, and just like real veterans of the voiceover community.
World.
Yeah, real legends there.
Five, four, three.
Repeat the question, please.
Absolutely. What 2014 stop-motion animated film featured the voice talents of Ben Kingsley, Nick Frost, Tracy Morgan, Steve Blum, and D. Bradley Baker? Steve Blum. No.
You were right the first time. Steve Blum.
Steve Blum? Blum? Blum?
Yeah, it's Blum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have it on good authority. Literally directly from him.
Five, four, three, two, one. All right. Pens are down. We're looking for answers. Starting with Matt Atchity.
Paranorman.
Ooh, right studio, wrong film.
Drew McQueen for a perfect round.
I have Kubo and the Four Strings.
We do not have a perfect round.
Yep, also there were only two strings on that guitar.
Yeah, I got the right strings, but the wrong one. Kubo and
yep,
the two
not
strings.
The right film.
I got Kubo and the strings.
So. Great. We're looking for the Box Trolls. The Box Trolls.
What about Kubo and the Descent?
Not Kubo and the Descent.
That's the one.
Actually,
all
it's
right.
Just Kubo and Descent, not the.
Big
Kubo and no strings.
Big whiff around that
I
there.
Unfortunately, no perfect round for anybody.
That's amazing because we all saw the Box Trolls. Box Trolls
that
real
means
good.
A well fought round one though on the side of both teams here. I mean, 10-12 going into round number two is certainly nothing to sneeze at. But alas, we do advance to round number two, the dreaded or beloved wheel round. I think depending on who you talk to, we are bringing out the wheel of fate, doom, and destiny. On that wheel, we have got 12 categories, one of which is opponent's choice, one of which is spinner's choice. That correspond to different realms of movie trivia knowledge. What is going to happen is each team will get a spin at that their wheel, and whatever category it lands on, they will have the option to either take, or you are awarded one mulligan, which is golf for do-over, where you can spin a second time, unless you should spin opponent's choice or spinner's choice. If you spin spinner's choice, you probably don't want to spin again. Alas, if you spin opponent's choice, you are stuck with it. They will be then asked a series of six questions in whatever category that wheel settles on. Now, in round number two, there is stealing, so listen carefully to your opposing team's questions because you may have the opportunity to steal some points and gain more of an upper hand going into round number three.
And the wheel for today's match is sponsored by our Schmodown patron, Jeremiah Morris, on patreon.com/Schmodown. The sponsored wheeled slices for today are sports and war films. Thank you, Jeremiah, for your support. If you want to support the Schmodown, go to patreon.com/Schmodown today and find the tier that best suits your desires. All right, we are here. The family has a lead, which means you can choose to spin first or defer to your opponents. What will your strategy be today, gentlemen?
You guys spin. Go for it.
All right. Atchity's going to go on up, spin from the wheel, not the pegs, and let's see what we got here. If you like to eat the ladders, get off in the ring. All right. We got a spin that is in, and it's going around and round and round. Here we go. Oh. It could be
Christopher Nolan.
Nolan. Do you want to keep?
Unless you feel strongly about it.
Looks like they're debating. We're going to need an answer soon on your choice.
I'll go either way.
They're going to spin again.
All right.
Actually, he's going to spin again. The audience is transfixed.
They are absolutely. This wheel, it's like they've never seen the wheel before.
We're all hypnotized. We have
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell movies. You're going to get six questions in Kurt Russell.
And as a reminder to both teams, you are able to confer with your teammate on all questions in round number two. And if you do not know the answer, you do have the option to go to multiple choice, at which point the value of the question will decrease from 2 to 1 points.
All right. Emma,
Kurt
would you like
Russell.
To do the honors,
I
or
will.
I can do it if you...
Oh, I got...
I'll take it.
All right, let's see. We've got Kurt Russell.
Six questions in a row.
All right. Question one. Who stars opposite Kurt Russell in the 1987 comedy Overboard?
That would be his longtime, not exactly wife, Goldie Hawn.
That would be correct for 2 points.
2 points. Tie game. Paddington moves to a tie.
Number two. Kurt Russell plays a trained killer who is dumped on a barren planet in what 90s sci-fi action film?
They're going to
Soldier.
Wow,
also
2 points.
Also correct for 2 points.
2 points.
All right. Question 3. Who plays Kurt Russell's co-lead in 3,000 Miles to Graceland?
Kevin Costner.
That is correct for 2 points.
That is correct. Wow. 2 more points.
I think Paddington 2 might know a little something about Kurt Russell films here.
They're now good for him.
All right, question number 4. In the movie Captain Ron, why does Captain Ron tell Martin Harvey to stay out of the jungle?
Let's go to multiple choice.
All right. I can certainly provide you with that. Is it A, they might get lost? B, there are gorillas in there? C, the boat was leaving? Or D, it's getting dark?
We'll go with B, there are gorillas.
And that would be correct for 1 point.
So 1 point, look at that.
All right. 5th question, your penultimate question in round number 2. Who plays Police Chief Hawk in the Kurt Russell classic Escape from New York?
Lee Van Cleef.
That is correct for 2 points.
2 more points.
All right.
Final one.
Final question, round number 2. Kurt Russell starred in this 1984 Jonathan Demme film opposite Goldie Hawn.
Swing Shift.
That is
Look
correct.
At that. We got a big Kurt Russell round there.
We sure
Paddington
do.
Two.
I mean, there was hardly any hesitation on the part of Paddington 2 there.
Absolutely
except, you know.
Not.
And they didn't even get thwarted by the gorillas in the jungle.
It makes me, as a Kurt Russell fan, it makes me feel really good. Really. All right.
Well. All right.
McWeenie with the spin here for the family.
All right.
Big spin, big spin. All right, again, the crowd just transfixed by this wheel. It's hypnotizing.
Well, listen, there was
us.
A different wheel, and then this wheel yeah. came back, and, yeah, you know.
This one you can't hear from space like the other one.
narrowly missed that spinner's choice.
Almost to a big string.
What do you think?
Comedy?
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds like that the Drews are in agreement, and they're going to keep the category of comedy. These are movies that are, in theory, funny.
In theory. All right. 6 questions, gentlemen. 6 questions. Here you go. You have 1 JT rule left. Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, and Adam Sandler play 3 band members looking for their big break who hold a radio station hostage with plastic guns.
Airheads.
Yep, thank you.
Good.
2 points.
Excellent. Great job.
All right. Comedic legend Rodney Dangerfield plays Adam Sandler's father in what comedy? Conferring. Right, proper
okay.
gentleman.
Certain about it for a moment, and now there's
5, 4.
Mr. Deeds.
That
incorrect for a 2-point steal.
Little Nicky?
2-point steal.
Big steal on the part of the Paddington 2.
He's not. No, I'm sorry. I challenge. He is not.
Challenge.
Harvey Keitel is his father. Rodney Dangerfield is his grandfather.
All right, we're going to look that up. We have a challenge on the field. We're looking.
He's right.
All right, we're back, and we did confirm the question was challenged, that the question itself was wrong. Rodney Dangerfield is in the film but plays the grandfather, Lucifer, to Harvey Keitel's Satan, who, of course, is the father of Adam Sandler. We looked at all the appropriate websites, and we found this to be true. So the question is thrown out. No points on the board there, and we are going to re-ask a second question. So there's still 5 more in the round for the family. Question 2.
Also, it was 2 Adam Sandler questions right out the gate. So.
Well, he's the only one that does comedy.
That Adam Sandler does comedies.
Yeah, this that upheld? Upheld?
Upheld.
Outside of Happy Gilmore. All right. All right. Question 2. Who played Frederick, the brother of Santa, in Fred Claus? The family here.
Mm-hmm. Little bit of conferring.
Which is smart. I always think take your time.
Sorry, can you have a teammate? Clarify, are you asking us who played Fred Claus or Santa Claus?
Who played Fred Claus?
Oh.
Yes.
Vince Vaughn.
That is
That's
correct.
That's correct for 2 points. All right. 21-16. All right. Third question. Mike Myers followed up Shrek the Third with this financial disappointment of a film in 2008. That's a very
the love guru.
Yeah, that's a that's a very editorialized question.
Very editorial.
All right, that is question 3 of 6. This is your fourth one. The family. What actor plays the nefarious Professor James Moriarty in Holmes and Watson?
My real question is, who actually saw Holmes and Watson?
All right. Well, it technically is a comedy.
Technically.
It was filed. The paperwork was filed for comedy. That's 5, 4, 3.
Multiple choice.
A, Steve Coogan. B, Ralph Fiennes. Ray Fiennes. C, Hugh Laurie. D, John C. Reilly. I shop at Ralph's, not Rafe's.
Yeah, well.
B.
That is correct. For a point. Ralph Fiennes strikes
again.
All right, fifth question. In Tootsie, actor Michael Dorsey poses as a woman named Dorothy Michaels and is hired to act in what type of TV program?
It's a soap opera.
That is two more points.
That is one nutty hospital.
The family tied it
this
up.
This has been a weird category. It's been real fun.
As I said, it's funny in theory. It's more debatable whether some of these films are comedies.
I'm glad we finally got a movie that was actually funny
in this category. It's fair.
I'm grateful for that as well.
Final question in the round. Final question in the round. Coming at us right now here. Sorry. Which actor shows up and is as an aggressive football soccer mega fan in Mad Maynard? In Eurotrip.
Football slash. I mean, it's an important distinction.
It is.
American football versus
5, 4, 3, 2.
Multiple choice.
A, Daniel Craig. B, Vinnie Jones. C, Fred Armisen. D, Matt Damon.
Whichever one was Vinnie Jones? B, I think.
B, yeah. That is correct for the point. And it's awesome. 1 point lead.
All right.
And
lead indeed. We are going to the all-important round 3, Emma, all
that
coming out of this.
Correct.
And what would, no surprise, a very close matchup.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you're talking, we're into the tournament now. All of the teams have gotten their feet wet, and now they've really come to play. And both teams here have definitely proved that today. So, round number 3, each team is going to select a series of numbers between 1 and 20, each of which, as always, corresponds to a category of the movie trivia realm of knowledge. The first of these questions will be asked, and it will be a value of 2 points, followed by a 3-point question and a 5-point question, which is the only question upon which the team can confer. The 2 and the 3 are both going to be individual exercises. The family, you are up by 1 as well as being the favorites in this match. So what numbers would you like?
Let's go 7. 11 and 14.
7, 11, and 14.
Well, I just heard 7, 11 and got hungry. Favorite restaurant, as you all know. So that's 7, 11, 14. The Paddington 2 will need 3 numbers from you that aren't those.
2, 13, 18.
2, 13, 18. Okay. I like those numbers. All right. The Paddington 2, you're down by 1, which means you get to go first here. Emma will be asking the questions.
All right. The Paddington 2, you selected category number 2, which corresponds to the realm of classics.
I'll take that one.
All right.
Look at that, no hesitation.
4, 2 points. Who plays the sultry Sugar Cane in Some Like It Hot?
Marilyn Monroe.
That's correct.
Two points. And a lead. And a lead back over to the family. Their 2-point question. They chose number 7. Which corresponds to the category of action slash adventure. Who will be answering this one?
I'll field it.
Drew Guy, going to take it. All right. 2-point question. Take the lead again. Who plays the IMF technical field agent Benji Dunn in the Mission Impossible franchise?
Simon Pegg.
2 points.
2 points, correct.
Nice. 2 points. I was thinking of the Impossible Burger. I got distracted.
Yeah, listen, it's that's a true mistake to make there, Ken.
Family has the lead now, which means we go back to Paddington 2 for their three-point question. They chose number 13.
All right.
Number 13
corresponds to the category of Brad Pitt.
Achety will have Brad Pitt in his mind here.
Matt Achety. Who plays Colonel William Ludlow, head of the Ludlow family in 1994's Legends of the Fall?
Is he a sir now? Sir Anthony Hopkins?
He is indeed, I believe, a sir, and he certainly is Anthony Hopkins.
All right. Wow, look at this. Look at this. All right.
Back over to the
family. We're going to the family, and the family... you have chosen number 11. Drew McWeeny will be answering a three-point question in the category of comedy. Comedy.
Like actual funny movies this time?
That remains to be seen.
To be determined. Three-point question, Drew. In what 1960s comedy does Walter Matthau angrily throw a plate of linguine against the wall of his apartment?
I played this role in college, and I got to throw the linguine. It's The Odd Couple.
There you go.
Absolutely correct.
3 point.
All right.
Question.
So,
point. Wow.
It comes
back over
down to this, bouncing back over to the Paddington 2, who are going to have the opportunity to answer their 5 point question. At which point, it will bounce back to the family. If not, then the family will win today and go on to face Who's the Boss.
Here we go. All right.
All right.
Category, you chose number 18.
Number 18,
Emma's got it
which
here.
Corresponds to the category of famous actors and actresses. Actors and actresses. Now, this is a multi-part question, so you'll have a little bit longer. You'll have 20 seconds to answer this question. For 5 points, name three films that have featured Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn starring together, or at least appearing in those films together. They certainly have worked together a fair amount. They're frequent collaborators.
Buddies.
Five. I like that.
All right. So Swingers and Maid and one of the best sports movies of all time, Rudy.
That is correct.
Five points. 5 points.
Now you'll notice that Matt Achety took his sunglasses off to answer that question.
He got serious. All right, this is where we stand. Emma Fife and people watching at home and along here in the studio audience. We are down to the final question. It's a 31-27 game. The family has their five-point question. This will send them to the next round and to face Who's the Boss? The family. You chose number 14. That corresponds to the category of war movies. War movies. You can confer. You have one JT left. The question is, for 5 points in the game, who played the sole survivor of the Dirty Dozen in The Dirty Dozen? Attention all around.
Yes. Got a little bit of conferring going on between the two Drews.
Five.
The Paddington 2 looking cool.
Three. Two.
Repeat the question.
Who played the sole survivor? Who played the sole survivor of the Dirty Dozen in The Dirty Dozen?
Okay.
I think that was a smart move. I think that was a smart move to buy yourself some time. Catch your breath.
I feel like they've got this, maybe.
We're going to go with Lee Marvin.
And your winner, the Paddington 2! Charles Bronson was the final answer. Bronson was the answer. And with that, the Paddington 2 wins the game. 31-27, Emma. That was a big-time match.
Certainly was. I mean, who saw that coming? The Paddington 2 is definitely, you know, they're a team that has had some tough breaks here in the Movie Trivia Schmodown. They came in swinging in round one of the Ultimate Schmodown Teams tournament here. And, I mean, today they proved that they are here to...
What's that?
Does survive. There are multiple survivors at the end of The Dirty Dozen. I can't in good conscience win that way. Not against Drew.
All right, we are getting a confer.
Okay.
Cameras are rolling.
I want them to.
Well, in an unprecedented turn of events here, Ken, we had a challenge issued on that last question for the family by their opponent, Matt Atchity, who was not satisfied with the manner in which that question was written. And upon further research, it's a questionable question. So we are going to throw that question out and instead ask the family another five-pointer, so they have another opportunity to potentially win this match and advance to go on to face who's the boss in the Ultimate Schmodown Teams tournament.
I never do this, but I gotta say, that is the greatest example of sportsmanship I've ever seen in this league. And I applaud him. I still want you to lose, but I applaud you.
Drinking pina coladas and bird drinks.
Well, it really was just the booze talking.
All right. Decorum. Here we go. This, once again, is for the game. The winner would
for
move
real
on
this
to
time.
Face.
But
who's
you guys should get this right.
The boss in the semifinals. You guys have category number 14, which is war movies. And your five-point question. In what war film will you find the phrase "Born to Kill" written on combat helmets?
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
And on the poster, even.
Yeah.
And Joe winner.
Okay.
The family! We have the big win. A surprising, stunning reversal here.
I mean, listen, going into this weird turn of events, Matt actually said he would not feel satisfied winning the way that they had originally won. And ultimately, his sportsmanship, it came back to knock him down.
Yeah, but I think it's a great performance, Emma, and I'm so curious to hear what they all have to say about this. But I think actually earned himself a lot of respect. And I guess, you don't want to steal a win. I would steal a win. I think it's a good idea. Stealing.
That sounds about right for you,
cheating,
Ken.
Cheating is how you win in sports, right? So, especially if you're a Patriots fan. But I think this is one of the controversial, but I think one of the most just endings in the Schmodown history.
I think so, too. It's nice to see that there is still some honesty and sportsmanship here in the Schmodown. I do wonder, had things been reversed, if it would have gone differently. But, who knows? We can't undo time.
We cannot.
But honor the challenges that have been issued.
What we can do is throw it to my friend Jennifer. Jen Sturgers backstage with the Paddington 2.
Actually, I have to ask you, what on earth could possibly be in your tiki cup to make you challenge your own win?
I will call this honor. That's what I'm drinking today. A little bit too, if we're going to beat the family, I want to beat them for real, right? And, not on a question. I mean, look, I can argue about the dissent thing, whatever, but I'm going to say that I want to earn that, right? And them getting a question wrong because it's a badly written question, I want it for real, because that's the way, that's part of the challenge, right? We're here to play. We're here to play seriously. Those guys deserve respect. And if we had won that way, I could have kept my mouth shut, right? But that's not the way to win, right? I could keep my mouth shut. We're going to take the win. We'll go to the next one. But really, that's not okay. I'm not okay with that. I'm going to act ethically. I'm going to, and look, did it cost us the game? Sure. But you know what? That's the way I play.
Did you guys consult before he rang this out?
This is where I tell the world that I've never seen the Dirty Dozen. So I didn't know any of this, but Matt immediately was like, wait, whoa, I totally stand behind him. I'm super proud to have him as my teammate. I think he has shown himself to be everything that you want in a competitor, both knowledgeable and talented, but also honorable and decent. And, if anything, I think this cements our reputation as a team that wins sometimes, but when we lose, we're going to drag you to the finish line.
I love that. I love that about you guys.
In this case, we'll even drag you over the finish line just because that's who we are. I mean, Paddington taught us right.
Actually, I just feel like I've seen you in this position so many times where you get so close, and then it's just it's round three always kind of does you in.
Yeah, you know, it happens. I run out of steam. Maybe it's too much booze. But these are fun. I love doing them. I've said a lot, like, look, if I was me from 15 years ago, I'd have been ruthless, right? I mean, the problem is, as some of us know, who, you know, would be on a senior tour here, for some of us, it's a little harder to call this stuff up quickly, right? Like, eventually I'll get there, but it doesn't happen as fast anymore. So that to me, like, I know the stuff, and I just sometimes can't get it in the time that's there for us. But
what happens when you show up too laid back?
Exactly. Exactly. I'll wear a suit next time.
Well, obviously, guys, this is your run in the tournament, but I think, if nothing else, you should definitely be proud for setting the kind of example you guys did today in the way you played.
Thank you.
Sportsmanship and honor you guys showed is unparalleled.
Well, thank you. And it's, you know, again, Matt Atchley, I'm super proud to be at the table with, and, you know, he comes correct.
Last question. You guys know the draft's coming up.
Yeah.
You guys will not be protected, most likely.
We'll see what happens.
What's going to happen? Do you guys want to try to stick together?
I mean, ideally, but, you know, this is a crazy whirligig, and we'll just see where it takes us.
Yeah, I wonder a little bit, have I just sandbagged getting drafted? Like, any manager's going to be like, this guy's going to give games away. So, we'll see.
Not at all. I think, if anything, you showed managers out there the kind of player that they're looking for. So, sorry about the loss today. You did it to yourself.
We lost the right way.
Back to you guys at the desk.
All right, there you have it, Emma. We heard directly from Ashley. Honor. Honor is what caused him to do that. And I think, you know, that is a great way to go about life and competing in the Schmodown.
It's definitely something that is severely lacking in terms of certain people
in
the Schmodown.
Definitely me.
Sure. And arguably some of the other people that participated in this match here today. But, I mean, why should we go on talking about them when we can just send it on over to Jen Sturger? You know, good luck.
Thank you so much, Emma. I detected a little bit of sarcasm in that. True guy, I have to say, you kind of surprised me there at the end because you actually looked like you had a conscience for a second.
You know, like I said, it'll never happen again. I hate everyone I compete against, but that was... you're a better person than I am, actually. That's it. That's all I have to say. And the other thing I want to say is, I'm coming for you, Bateman. I'm coming for you, Bateman! That's it.
Drew, you played a hell of a game today. As always, we've kind of come to expect it from you. What made you guys stick with comedy in that second round?
Well, I think, look, it's easy to go chasing your best category or whatever, but I think that's not a great way to build your resume, and it's also not a great way to tell other players what you're capable of. I think sometimes you spin the wheel, you just let it land, and then you go answer the questions in that category. I think it's really easy to get hooked on, I want that pie slice, but hopefully we can answer questions in any pie slice. So
I love pie.
Oh, and also one other thing. He's coming for you, Bateman! He's coming for you!
Bateman! So a lot of today, I think this match could easily be summed up with challenges. Mm-hmm. You guys had a lot of them in there. What made you guys decide, like, certain ones were worth going after? Like, Andrew, I was really surprised that you went after that one in the first round, but it proved to work out in your favor.
That's because I'm a moron, and that's one of my, if not my, favorite horror movie. And I could not get there. I don't know what was wrong. I don't know why my brain couldn't get there, but... You know, again, actually kind of helped us out there by just not putting the in front. And it's a rule that we implemented, I think, this season. And I'm very happy it's there.
I think I was in the match where it got implemented. And it was over the title The Thing. So I remember. And, yeah, it's one of those things where now I make sure I put the on the board simply because I know I'll get penalized if I don't.
Robin Meyer-Burnett, even though you look like you're fresh out of the pool.
I was sweating with excitement and watching my Machiavellian scheme further unfold. One day, the genius that I bring to the entire Schmodown will be recognized for what it truly is, which is just unbelievably awesome. And I think my team shows that these guys, well, he's going to win one day. But these guys...
You don't talk until you do, okay?
But these guys, they step up to the drama that I've created, and they win, as they should.
What's the blood alcohol content for excitement then? Jesus. Andrew, this next match against Who's the Boss? Obviously, I think we all know the gravity that it has for you facing your former teammate, Ben Bateman. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah. you've got someone on your team that I TKO'd and you don't have that electronic wheel, I'm coming for you.
That's pretty much it. Let's go, boys.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be there too.
Bye, Drew. No. Back to you guys at the desk.
Well, a win for Jen. Yeah. Everyone left her alone.
That's true.
In the end,
I mean, honestly, it was less screaming than anticipated. So
absolutely, Emma, we saw a spectacular match today with some controversy, but also something we've never really seen before. And this is what you get here in the Ultimate Schmodown Teams Tournament. This is what happens, and we're on to the semifinals. Who's the boss? The family. Do you have any thoughts right now on who might come out on top?
I mean, listen, it is going to be a grudge match for sure. Obviously, there are competitors involved. You've got your Drew McWeeny and your Mark Riley, but honestly, what this boils down to is that long-standing feud between Ben Bateman and Drew Guy. So it's going to be a loud one, that's for sure.
I absolutely agree with that. Bateman Guy, once again, it could be Houston all over. Let's buckle down and bolt down the chairs.
Yeah.
So for Emma Fife, I'm Ken Apsark. We're going to bid you adieu, but this is the Movie Trivia Schmodown, and this is what we do. And you can support us by going to patreon.com/schmodown. Emma, you have your hand in that Patreon page.
I sure
a lot of things
do.
Out there for
people. Yeah, there's a lot of great additional content that you get for being a patron. You also get early access to a lot of matches, lots of fun exhibition matches, player profiles, behind-the-scenes videos, all that and more. Head on over to patreon.com/schmodown and decide which tier is right for you.
Absolutely. That's it for this week. We'll see you next time on the Movie Trivia Schmodown.
In 3, 2, 1, and they are off.
Come on, number 4. Come on, number 4. Come on.
You
know where Mike Kalinowski is? No. Come on, number 4.
Looks like my winner is going to be number 8. You all did okay gambling and for some more prizes.